What is up, everybody? I went to Funnel Hacking Live last week, and I learned a bunch of things, and I figured I would share them with you. Number one is that I'm correct about complication being the big enemy that everybody's fighting on two fronts. Number one is on the software front, the platform front, and the second is on the marketing strategy front. So let me tell you a little detail on that. So I was speaking with people at the event, and they're all like using so many different tools. One of the little secrets of some of them is they only use ClickFunnels for like the first attribution click, and then they use other software for everything after that, even for the funnel and for the application, for the delivery and all of the things, because ClickFunnels is not actually that good. And these are not my words. This is what I heard from people at the event. But they want that click because then they can get the awards, and then they can become like, they can get the Two Comma Club award, the Two Comma Club X for 10 million, C for 25, 50, 75, 100 million. They can be in Inner Circle, like all these different levels. And in order to be in the Inner Circle programs, you need to be using ClickFunnels to actually drive some of your traffic. But this whole complication of all these different platforms and tools is a major pain point for people. So we're right on target with solving that. And also the complication of all the different strategies and tactics and techniques and all the marketing things that you have to do and all that stuff, which is exactly what I'm solving with the Simplero OS framework, where I'm putting it all together and giving you a very clear roadmap for how to actually build this stuff and what you want to do first and second and third, and giving you sort of all the things, the big overview over all of the things, so that you have that big picture for your puzzle. So it's great to see that that assumption was correct when sort of measured against that audience that was there. So 5,000 people gathered in Orlando. For those who don't know, Funnel Hacking Live is probably the biggest entrepreneur event. It's ClickFunnels' annual in-person conference. And I went 3 years ago in 2020, and I was like, holy crap, this is wild and weird and strange. And I didn't much like it, but I've grown meanwhile, and I still am not like super loving it. But I can't stand actually being in the room. I'll talk more about that in a bit. But what they've created is incredible. So the reason I went this year, I wasn't planning to, but I've been studying everything marketing, and of course, like Russell Brunson has done amazing work. So I've been going over his books again and some of his programs and training, one of the things, so he made, if you bought a ticket for Funnel Hacking Live this year, he gave you a bunch of bonuses that I was interested in. And the main one was all the recordings from all of the previous Funnel Hacking Lives. And those I actually really wanted. I wanted to see what he was teaching, how he's doing it, what all the other teachers were speaking as part of my, you know, re-education, kind of going back to marketing school. And so it's like $1,000 for the ticket with all of these bonuses. I would easily pay $1,000 just for all of those recordings, all those bonuses. So here I was, I had a ticket. I was like, all right, should I go? Should I not? Ah, screw it. Let me just go anyway. So I did. And I'm glad I did. I got a lot from it. And you know, obviously like great marketing, great, you know, Russell's really good at this whole offer thing. You can't beat that. It's inarguable. I actually just bought tickets for the next two ones, like one next year that's going to be online only, and then one, the next real one in 2025 that's going to be in person. And the reason why I bought those was because, again, I wanted the recordings from this event because I wasn't in the room and I wanted to see what was actually being taught. And I'm not going to sit, it's not going to sit in that room. So, again, I'll get to the energy of the room later. All right, so number one, correct about the complication. Number two, awards and milestones work, right? So he has these, the Two Comma Club awards, again, and for $1 million through a ClickFunnels funnel, 10 million, 25 million, 50 million, 75, 100. And then when you hit certain milestones, you get access to the various levels of the mastermind, the inner circle stuff. There's inner circle of life, there's inner circle category kings, and then there's inner circle atlas. Like we're carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. And I love how it's all like, it's all gamified, it's all tied together. And it really works. I was talking to this guy. So they had this walk of fame as you walked down to the main event venue. On the floor, on the tiles were little tiles like the Hollywood Walk of Fame kind of thing. Little tiles with placards with showing all the Two Comma Club winners, their names. If you check my I think it's probably only in my Instagram stories actually, so it's gone. But I did some videos of those showing like all the names and then all the Two Comma Club, and then you get to all the Two Comma Club eggs, and then you get to all the Two Comma Club C, and then there's like the Two Heart Awards at the top, and you see all these names, and it was really powerful. It's like, oh shit, like yeah, it's like, it's really well done. I spoke with a guy there named Paul, and he was doing he's doing wealth coaching and but also spiritual development, health, all that kind of stuff. He's like, you know, start by, the wedge is the wealth. People want to make money, but then once you teach them how to make money and they're doing that, then, you know, health and relationships and personal and spiritual growth becomes something that they're interested in. And so that was his business. So it was more kind of on the spiritual side, really. And this guy who's already doing multiple eight figures, and then he's like, ah, I want that damn award. And so he started to actually use ClickFunnels just for that. So he's like, send the traffic to a ClickFunnels funnel just so he could get his Two Comma Club award. Then he got the Two Comma Club award, and he was like, now I kind of want the X. And then he just kept going. And then he's like, screw it, let me go for the C. And then once he hit the 25 million with the C, he was like, all right, fine, I'm done. Like I've gotten to the top level of the awards. I'm fine now. But it goes to show you how powerful these awards and milestones are psychologically. Like, I'm wearing an Apple Watch, and these damn rings, I want to fucking close them every day. Like, I do. And I know that it's dumb and it's just a stupid watch, and I want, like, oh shit, like, I need to make sure I stand up this hour. And I just stood up, and it's not like I'm not standing up, but my watch didn't record it. So now I just gotta go make sure it records it, because I gotta hit all of those bars for the stand thing every hour. Like, it's dumb, but it works, and it's smart at the same time, because if you use it correctly, it becomes a really powerful driver and motivator, just like the watch. If it gets me to work out more, great, right? That's a good thing. So use those. It's those like brain neurotransmitter, neurochemicals, whatever, dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins, serotonin, like those brain chemicals. When you zoom out and you think about it, like, we will do so much for a cocktail of those neurochemicals. It's insane. We will do things that are not good for us. We will go, like, people do weird sexual stuff, and they get in trouble, or they steal, they do drugs, they do all kinds of illegal shit, and like, they'll do all kinds of things in order to get that hit of whatever that brain chemical is that they really want. Think about that. It's wild, but it works. And in buying, it's a big deal too. Like, people want to feel you, like, people love buying. It's a great feeling, right? They hate getting sold to, but they love buying. We love buying shit, and we buy stuff that we never use, but it felt great to buy it. Like, we buy books that we never read, but it felt great to buy it. And so don't take that feeling, those good feelings away from people. It's a game. People like it. They want it, right? Just like when there's a sale and they all rush to it and they run for it and like, all like, oh shit, there's a Black Friday sale or whatever. Like, that rush, people like it. Give it to them. I heard Steve Larsen tell a story of how, Target, I remember this when it happened. I didn't know Target a lot, but the guy who built the Apple stores with Steve Jobs, you know, left Apple and went and got a job at Target and wanted to do the same thing at Target. He's like, like, let's just be honest about the prices. Instead of saying it's $50 and then we give you a coupon to make it down to 10, let's just make it 10. You come buy it, it's 10. Come do it. And people fucking hated it. They wanted those coupons. It was part of the fun for them. It was part of the game of them feeling like they got a great deal, right? So acknowledge that and work with that. And what I'm thinking for us, so in this community in Simplero, we're good people, right? People don't come to us because they want to get rich quick, or they want it like a quick scammy way to like make some money or something like that. It's not who we are. It's not in our DNA. It's not in the DNA of the culture of the company, but also in the culture of the community. But what I think is happening more is that our community is so intent on the heart stuff, on the spiritual stuff, on the doing good, on doing right by people, that we sometimes forget to actually make some damn money in the process. And so I think because those are some of the core values in this community, I think that some awards and milestones like that could actually work, right? If you're someone who has integrity and you know that you're here to do amazing work with people and make sure that you're delivering value, you're always keeping your word, you're always gonna make it right if something goes wrong, if that's where you're coming from, then setting a target for yourself to make a bunch of money is great, because what it means is that you have to deliver more value to more people in order to make those numbers, right? So I think that can be super powerful in our line of work. Hang on, just make a note here, because I wanted to say about the early access room, because it's similar. All right, so yeah. So I think that's something that I want to double down on or do in our community as well, give you those milestones to work towards as a driver that's like, yeah, fucking did it. Like, get some kind of award. Like people really like that. We all do. We all do. It's just human nature that we like to have. Like, yeah, I fucking did that. Like, yeah, you ran the marathon. You get some kind of like, you get the shirt, the trophy or whatever. I don't know what that looks like, but you get the idea. And again, if your heart is in the right place and you have integrity, you're doing good work and you always make it right, then it's totally cool. I think there's a stigma around like wanting to make money, and I think we shouldn't have. As Zig Ziglar says, you can have everything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. If that's the mindset, then like go help more people get what they want. Like that's a good thing, right? Business is fundamentally about solving problems for people and delivering outcomes for people. It's about doing good. That's why we're in business. That's what we get paid to do. So do more of it, and you're gonna be doing. It's gonna be great. All right. Which is why I love, you know, business and entrepreneurship, because we're actually doing good work for other people, right? Especially the more of the inner work we do, the more good work we can do in the world through business. I'm not a lover of like philanthropy and giving money away, because it's like it. I love when there's a direct correlation between, hey, I deliver this value for you, and I make this back in return, and the value that we're offering, the giving back that we're doing is through our services and our free content. Like we can give free content away as well, right? Anyway, so the early access room was another thing. So if you're part of some of the programs, the Inner Circle and the Two Chemical Bags and the Funnel Certification, what are these different programs that are 10K or more, then you get early access. It's kind of like the VIP room. And so you get access to the room every day, 15 minutes before everyone else. And I was looking at that room and there's nothing in there. I don't care. I'm not going to be in the main stage room most of the time, right? Because it's not a good way for me to learn, and there's not a good energy. But I looked at and there's like a buffet and there's coffee and there's drinks and there's some foods and snacks and whatever. And I'm like, I don't eat any of that crap, right? I don't drink coffee. I don't do any of those things. So there's literally zero for me in that early access room that I wanted. And yet I looked at that room and I was like, I want in there. Like just because I can't get into that room, just because I don't have access, I want to have access, right? It's again, part of that psychological mechanism that you want what you can't have. That's something that we can use effectively and ethically in our business, in our marketing, to be like, hey, these are the things that you get when you hit certain milestones, and when you when you are part of X program, like you get special treatments. Like I love the ability to fly business. I can pay more money to sit up front, have better space and have better service and not have to deal with all, you know, some of the bullshit of commercial flying. I think that's great. Give that to people who want it, right? And I'd even rather fly private, right? All right, that was number two. So number three, the inner game. Russell had a talk, his opening talk, it was the only one that I saw in full, about the Drifters, which he basically did the same talk last year, which I saw the recording of, but he talks about again about Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil, and I'm still reading that, and it's just, it's remarkable. If you haven't read it, read it. Napoleon Hill died in 1970. I think his wife died in 1984. Would not let him publish this book. It only came out in 2011 from his estate, and it is it's a great book. It's like talks about how 98% of people are controlled by the devil, is like the by fear and greed and lust and all these negative emotions and doubt and all of that, and only 2% are actually non-drifters, or Russell calls them driven. I really admire what Russell is doing here. He's creating this community of entrepreneurs, and then he's going back to that school. I love that. I've been doing a lot of studying too of that old school, like mid 1800s, like New Thought leaders, like Wallace D. Wattles and Napoleon Hill and Florence, whatever her name is, and Robert Collier and all of these teachers. And it's amazing. Like it was like back then there was this renaissance, it feels like, of new thought leaders that started to realize and document and how we actually use this instrument of ours that we've been given, like the thoughts, the how we use our mind to create the life that we want. So it's like law of attraction, but it's much deeper than that. And there's so much of this material out there. And then it feels like it just didn't really, like, you would think that that's like, oh shit, now we know this stuff. Like that it would go more mainstream, but it hasn't. It's kind of gone the opposite direction, right? And now we have TikTok and bullshit and all these like people who are like going crazy over like mental illness in young people and whatnot. It's like it doesn't seem to be moving in the right direction. There are things that are moving in the right direction. The information is out there, but OMG, right? And it's so fascinating. So Russell is buying, I think he bought the Napoleon Hill estate, right? And there's another unpublished book that he's going to bring out and whatnot. And I love that he's kind of standing for that. And I think the one thing that came to me out of this whole experience was about the definiteness of purpose, which is a phrase that Napoleon Hill uses. And my mentor, Dan Martell, talks about the 8K vision. So not 4K, 5K, but 8K, like really getting super clear on your vision of what you want to create. And that's an area where I feel like I could be sharper, right? That I have a sort of a vision of what I want to create, but it's not ultra specific, ultra clear. And the clearer you can make that, the more you can work towards that. So that is one of the things that I took away from that, and being much more determined and definite in the purpose and what I'm creating. And it's something that I encourage you guys to do as well. It's just being very clear on what is the outcome that you want to create. What is the life, the world that you're creating? Because that's how you make it happen. And I know that I've met people who are scared of goals. I have been too, because sometimes goals are like, you know, you've set them and then you didn't meet them, yada, yada. Like it just creates this like negative stigma, or like you set goals and then you feel unsuccessful because you're chasing the goal. But then once you hit it, you're like, yay, like, you know, for 10 seconds, and you set a new goal. So it creates this, this world of feeling unsuccessful and always unsatisfied. And I get that. I'm not a fan of that either, but like really being clear on what you want is so powerful. I think it's like, it's, you connect it to your desires. Your desires, like, which is connected to your sexuality and your, that creative life force, your lust, all that stuff. Like Napoleon Hill talks a lot about transmuting your sexual energy as well, right? So that's, it's the same energy, it's the energy of desire that you turn into something that you like, the definiteness of purpose, right? And the drive to actually make that happen. But I think, I believe that the desires that we get are divine. They come from God. The desire to do, you know, to lead or to serve people or to build something incredible or have something amazing. There's no shame. There's nothing right or wrong. It doesn't have to be like beautiful, good, but those desires are God given. And it's our job to take them and then make them really definite and clear and then go make it happen. And honestly, for me to see how Russell has done this and how well he's done it and how quickly he's done it, created this movement of like hundreds of thousands of people that are entrepreneurs, and he giving them the both the some of the inner game and the tactics and strategies and the books and the trainings, and then bringing 5,000 of them together at an event and all that. Like, it's amazing to see. And I'm like, that's what I want to do too, right? Create that movement of entrepreneurs. My movement is going to be different from Russell's, right? Russell is his. He's doing amazing. He's doing great, great stuff. My energy is going to be different. And so that leads me to sort of the energy in the room. I've hinted at that a couple of times. To me, it's like 5,000 people. It's like the music's loud and it's like, get up and just like scream. It's like, and it's like that hyper. And it's kind of like you get that vibe, the feeling like everything happens kind of here and up. And you're like, for me, it feels like it's pulling me out of my body, out of my center. And like, I'm up here. And I'm like, ooh, right. That's the energy that I experienced in that room. What I want to create is the energy of like, oh, we get into our bodies. We get calm. We get energized, but we get calm at the same time, right? And we center in our hearts and our solar plexus. Solar plexus, which is the center of power, right? And our gut, which is the center of our intuition. That's the center, right, of energy. And then we take that energy and we beam it out into the world from a very calm, very powerful place. That's the community that I want to create. That's the vibe that I want to create in my movement of entrepreneurs. But I want to create a movement of hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs as well that are educated on both the systems and the simplicity and the strategies and all of that stuff, all the left brain stuff and all the right brain mindset, like really deeply connecting with yourself on your inside, uncovering your deepest, your core pattern of inadequacy and your upper limits and all of that stuff so that you can really become free, like a movement of people who are doing the inner work and where it's not just like rah, 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 all that stuff, but like we're actually doing that work so that now the outer work just becomes like unlock. It's like boom, because you unlock inside and then you're like, all right, I have clarity now. Boom, let me go. And it's a journey. It's always going to be a journey, but that's the kind of work. It's that mix and match of right brain, left brain, right brain, left brain, right? So when I start to do events, the vibe of those events are going to be very different. It's going to be much more grounded, also very energized. We're just going to move more. We're going to breathe more. We're going to actually like work with stuff. It's a whole different vibe that I want to create for my events. I feel like it's so many conferences and events are way too cerebral. It's just like all up here, left brain, and like that's not how we learn or how we grow. Like even for me these days, and I don't know about you, but for me, I can't, like listening to someone talk in 1x is like the least effective way for me to gather information, right? I would much rather grab the replay, the recording, go through it at 1.5, 1.7, 2x, depending on the speaker, and then have a transcript right there and then be able to go and then stop and make notes and integrate and then go back and rehear it and then blah, 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 take down all the key nuggets, all the points. I'll go through it once quickly to gather sort of the highlights and know if it's something that's worth double clicking on. And then I go back one more time and do it slowly and carefully and pull out all the pieces. And that's how I integrate things. Like sitting in a room and hearing someone talk for, you know, 2 hours or whatever, and like really teaching all the things, like It's not great. It doesn't work for me. And so for that reason, I was barely in the room. Sorry, my dog is going crazy out there. Hang on.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm teaching my dog that the door is mine. It's not hers. So I just go out there and then I claim the door. I'm like, nope, not yours to worry about. If you guys have a dog, if you haven't watched Cesar Millan, and my wife is like binge watched every single thing he's ever done. He's incredible. It's just completely changed our relationship with our dog. So if you're a dog owner, like, check out Cesar Millan. His stuff is incredible. the episodes are like very produced and like kind of kitchen nightmare style, and like, it's not the best way for me to learn, but it's worth it. It's good stuff. I wish you would do courses that were much more focused, but I haven't seen that yet. I'd pay a lot of money for that. Anyway, so where was that? Yeah, the energy of the room. So I'm thinking, like, how do you create an event where, like, you can do, I mean, some people kind of need to be put in a room in order to go through content, and that's fine. So we can do stuff for them. But for me anyway, like, I go through it on my own, and that's how I can really absorb it. And then it can be helpful to have someone to work with and be able to ask questions, et cetera. And again, like, not everybody's like me, but I'm curious, like, how you learn best and what works best for you. What I want to do is create an event that actually works well with how people actually learn and implement. And I want to be doing, like, more, I think probably more doing, and definitely more shifts and changes and movement and all that stuff. Cause, like, sitting in a chair like this all day is like who can't do that. Who works that way? Nobody, right? Like, sometimes we'll go to Broadway and do some Broadway shows, and you sit in this like little chair, and you're like just sitting like that, and this, all the stuff is coming at you. Like, if you turn kind of the camera around, instead of looking at the stage, you look at all the people in the audience. Everybody's just like sitting there. It's weird. Like, who does that? My dog would never do that, right? It's weird that we, as an animal, as a mammal, like, choose to do that. We go into this room and we're just like, sit there and stare. But that's what we don't do with TVs and with all kinds of things. I was in the airport lounge flying home from Funnel Hacking Live on Saturday, and there's like it was like, you know, mid morning, and so many people drinking cocktails, alcohol, wine, whatever, and this mom was with her son, and the son is just sitting there staring at an iPad screen, headphones on, chowing down chips. Mom sitting there with a glass of wine, chowing down chips, reading a book. It's like, it's funny that we humans do that. Like, we like to just be in that state where our bodies are just like paralyzed, and then we do something like food or alcohol to kind of numb out the senses and like stimulate those neurotransmitters. And then like just kind of occupy the mind. And we forget to be in our bodies. Yeah, human beings have bodies. It's a really important part of what we do, which is why I created Simplero Health. It's kind of a big deal, but we tend to forget it. So those are the things that I learned at Funnel Hacking Live 2023. Number one is that we're absolutely correct about complication being the enemy and people wanting simple platforms and strategies. They get overwhelmed by all the different gurus saying all the different things. Awards and milestones work. The Inner Game, Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill, absolutely read that book. Number four, creating this movement of entrepreneurs, which Russell has done, and I want to do that too. And then how the energy of the room, what it was, and how I want my room to feel. Those were my big takeaways. I also had my friend Daniel Pompa, who's a member, was there. He organized some dinners. We did a $6,500 tip for the staff at like a family restaurant, which is great. It just felt great to be able to do that for those people. They work so hard every freaking day. Those dinners, two dinners that Daniel had organized, really great. Met some fantastic people. And so that was well worth it as well. For me, conferences are more about the people who are there and getting inspired and learning from them and meeting them than it's to actually be in the room. I can't really stand it, but most people obviously are in the room most of the time, and And I get that. A lot of people like that and want that. Alrighty, that was it for today. If you're not a customer of Simplero, go check out Simplero.com. It's a marvelous system to run your entire business. I just recorded a demo video for it. We've never had that before, so we're putting together actual demo video. It's going to be great. Great. And then let me see. Yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube, do hit the subscribe button. Would love to have you as a subscriber. I think that's it. More soon. Much love. Bye.